Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Said he had a good practice, felt great. What's it going to be to have him back? What's that going to be like?
Well, I think anytime you bring a player of his caliber back in line, it'd be a big boost to the team. First, getting pucks out of your end, the speed going back for pucks, and then, you know, he's a difference maker with big plays.
McLeod and Greenway weren't out there today.
McLeod is just maintenance, questionable. Greenway is having surgery, and he's going to miss a significant amount of time.
Like months, week? Like, do you have?
I don't have a time frame for it, but it, you know, it's a good period of time.
Upper body, lower body.
Just sort of mid.
Do you anticipate potentially having him back this season?
Yeah, we do. We do. It doesn't appear to be like season-ending.
What kind of loss is that? Just because, I mean, when he's in the lineup, you clearly notice him. He's heavy. He does a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, he is part of the heavy game. You know, you go to the physicality, the defending part of the game. He is the one guy that has been rock solid for us in that category. And physical. I think you look at some of those games where it got heavy. He was the one guy that, it kind of stood out where, you know, he's a big man. Physically can, at 240 pounds or whatever he is, can physically dominate people.
His presence is missed on the penalty kill, obviously. How do you replace a guy who does that?
You know, we've come up, spent most of the day yesterday, trying to regroup that. And, you know, he would have been the guy that would have been out there in those scenarios where, it's 5-on-3. He was the guy that we were putting on the ice most times. So you got to regroup. You got to have other people step up.
How do you go about getting out of this lengthy funk?
Really, you start just one shift. You start with you go back to the Toronto game. You started with the first couple of shifts, how well we came out. You win your shift, you win a period. The Montreal game was exact opposite. We came out, although a tough break. With the puck going off, it took us a good 15 minutes to recover from that start. And we've been typically a lot better with starting. Like the Washington game, good hockey team, I thought we started pretty well. Toronto game, you know, a couple goals in the first 4 minutes, started well. We got to be able to maintain that throughout a game.
You let bad things not snowball into more bad things, because that seems to be what's been happening during this.
Yeah, the non-negotiables about get pucks out and get pucks in. Yeah, simple as that. Those shifts after a goal are important shifts. Get it in deep, you know, establish your forecheck, get it out. You know, so that doesn't build momentum for the team you're playing.
I'm not trying to frame frame this as an excuse, Lindy, but these 11 games were over 20 days, so there's not a whole lot of practice time in between. As a coach, do you think that just the condensed schedule and trying to get guys out of their own heads, does that maybe compound things when you don't have that practice time? And there's a lot of games in a short amount of time.
But everybody deals with that, a lot of games in a short amount of time. I think practice is a good thing. I think you can reinforce how you need to play without practicing. You can do it on the dry erase. You can do it with video. Do some with individual line meetings. Just meet with the D in individual groups. You know, when we're talking sometimes about breakout and how we want to exit the zone. To get it out of your head is really just, you have to break it down to the simplest. Like, you know, I've said a lot of times, you got to make the right play. Sometimes the opposition is good enough to force you into the wrong play, and then how do you recover from that wrong play is your next step. But if you don't win that shift, go out and win your next shift. But if you end up losing your shift, it's what are we going to have to give up here? It's something that we've tried to work on, and we've got to be a little bit quicker with.
You know, people in the locker room, the players have all been pretty uniform in the last few days about, we think the answer is in here. I guess my question would be, though, you're on this streak, you've lost 11 in a row. Part of me wonders how much between you and Kevin the thought is, why aren't there three new players in that room?
Kevin and myself are in constant communication about trying to make this team better. I think everybody in this league is in that same category, whether you're a good team, whether you're in the middle of the pack, you're exploring ways that can make your team better. And that is just a constant communication that we go on from day to day.
Do you think that, I mean, obviously you're going to think it because you're working every day in practice, but it just seemed like a team like yours that is on such a skid that doesn't really show any...
I think we've...
That was point
yeah.
tonight, you know, I think is one
I think, yeah, Mike, that was a really tough one, really. I think you're right. The fact we couldn't handle that mishap at the beginning of the game, we had the day we had the day before. It was a tough situation. You would have seen or liked to have seen a lot bigger response in the first period. I know we rebounded and we got some traction, but the answer is we got to keep working with what we got, and we got to keep that communication going on, is there ways to make the team better? Now we've lost another, you know, key piece, so that communication will be ongoing.
You know, Lindy, through this skid, it seems like one goal goes in, heads drop on the bench, and getting Rasmus back and having the captain on the bench and having that leadership, do you think it's a matter of one guy stepping up and taking the leadership and picking the bench back up? And
I think the leadership snowballs from there. You know, with a player like that can step on the ice and he can garner a part of that play. He's a guy that you count on to make the right play 90% of the time. He's vocal, and I think that snowballs, that leadership, you know, snowballs from your top guy, whatever sport you're in. Your top guy is the guy that a lot of times will dictate. Like, if you've had a bad shift, your leader wants to go on the ice the next shift and say, give the ball to me.
What have you thought about the rest of the veterans in your group, the guys, your leadership group?
Yeah,
experience,
well,
and the way
again,
that they've responded to these situations.
We've met, we met again today, and I said it's you guys, this group of five or six that I have that have been around more than the Kuliks and the Bensons and those types of guys. It's your guys that I'm handing the puck off to. You're the guys that have to be the difference makers.
Dylan takes things hard. He had the misconduct the other night. He had the goal on Tuesday. Just how has he handled just this stretch? I mean, he was just kind of fired up in the dressing room. Just how has he handled it, I guess?
Well, I think fired up is a good thing, isn't it? I think frustrated and fired up is a good thing. You can't take away emotion. You want to have emotion. It, inside of a game, you know, I think the emotion got to us. You know, look at the Byram play, for one, where costly at that time of the game. But emotion is good. But you got to have controlled emotion, and athletes know that. They, you know, whatever sport you're in.
How do you approach the challenge of knowing tomorrow is not going to be a favorable home crowd?
I really haven't put much thought into that yet. I'm just dealing with today. Tomorrow I'll worry about that.
Kind of like Zach Benson, kind of in conjunction with what you're saying. You talk about a guy who plays with emotion. I mean, there's a guy who's always playing with emotion.
But yet, he still takes a lot of penalties and stuff. So how do you weigh that?
Yeah, well, you can... It is a balancing act, Paul. We've had the conversations. He sat right next to me, and we've talked about the penalties he's taken. And we'll continue. It'll be part of his growth. Part of his energy and emotion has got to be corralled. That penalty, again, is one that you don't want to take. That's part of the non-negotiables, really. You know, you can't take them.
What's been your approach, I guess, to, you know, there's the non-negotiables, but there's also clearly a confidence issue with the team. Like, how do you just balance the
that is a balance. So he started, you know, he was going to be in that top line as soon as he took a penalty. He just moved down the lineup. You know, when you're in this state... You really have to. You know there's going to be mistakes in the game. The non-negotiables, when we start the game, we got to get the puck deep. I mean, you got to get the puck deep 90% of the time. That's what this league's all about. And then it's how you deal with them. Do they miss a few shifts? Do you talk to them right away as soon as they come to the bench? You know, and I think that focus has to be good right from the start of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.